This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. A friend of mine was reminiscing about his grandma's garden. He said he missed her ground cherries and the jam she made. I had no idea what they were, so I did a little research. Don't let the name fool you. Ground cherries have very little in common with those juicy red treats we all know. In fact, they're part of the nightshade family and are related to tomatillos and Chinese lanterns. Like those plants, ground cherries, Physalis peruviana, grow in a protective paper husk. The marble-sized orangey fruits have a unique flavor, which is sometimes described as tasting similar to anything from pineapple or cherry to kiwi and tomato. Mostly, they're tart. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. They're called ground cherries because the fruits fall to the ground before they're ripe, beginning in July for most areas, and continue up to frost. The plants grow like tomatoes, so you may want to stake them. One site says to let them ripen inside their papery shells or husks for about a week until they turn gold. There are cultivars you can purchase, which often taste better, or so I'm told. The most popular is Aunt Molly and pineapple. I found a few places online that sell the seeds, which you plant after all danger of frost is gone. These annuals reseed themselves, which means they can become invasive, which leads me back to my friend's grandma's farm, where the plants grew wild around her house. Find more on GardenBite.com, and also find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.